早晨好。
Thank you for joining again.
谢谢大家来上课。
I never know who is here, but thank you for coming.
我不知道一般来讲我们课上都有谁，但是看到大家来上课很高兴。
Someday we will meet in person again.
有一天我们会面对面的来上课。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for your goodness.
亲爱的主，我们为你的美善感谢你。
We live in a difficult world.
我们生活在一个艰难的世界。
And yet we trust that you are a good God and you are doing what is good.
但是我们相信你是一位美好的神，你做的一切都是美好的。
And part of that good is the promise that you are coming back.
其中的一部分的美好就是你会再来。
As we study that today, your return, help us to see the encouragement from it.
当我们今天学习你的再来的时候，求你让我们能够看到这个对我们的鼓励。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we are looking at the eighth statement in the Creed.
我们现在来看这个使徒信经的第八条。
This is the last of the statements about Jesus.
这是最后一条关于耶稣的陈述。
So the Creed we saw begins with a very short statement about God the Father.
这个使徒信经刚开始是讲到对父神的描述。对父神的信仰。
He is the Father Almighty, He is the maker of heaven and earth.
他是全能的父，创造天地的主。
And then it has a much more detailed statement about the Son of God.
然后后边呢，对神的儿子耶稣就有一个更详细的更一个描述。
And so it gives us much more detail. He is Jesus Christ, our only Son, His only Son, our Lord.
然后他讲到说他是神的独生子，是我们的主耶稣基督。
That tells us Jesus is divine.
他告诉我们主耶稣的神性。
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary.
他因圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生。
That tells us he is fully human.
这也告诉我们他是完全的人。
Then it has a statement about his suffering and his death and burial.
然后讲到他的受难，他的埋葬。
It tells us he descended into Hades. He partook completely of our death.
然后他也降在阴间，这个表示他就是真的是完全的死了。
The third day he rose again from the dead.
然后第三天从死人中复活。
Last time we looked at the statement that he ascended into heaven.
上周我们看到他升天。
He is sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. We call that the session.
然后呢，就是他坐在全能父上帝的右边，就是表示他的旧座。
And now today, from thence, from heaven, he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
今天我们来讲，他有一天要从天上降临，审判活人死人。
And so what we will look at today, I want you to see that we have hope because Jesus will return.
然后今天我们要讲的是因为耶稣的再来，我们有盼望。
Many times when you listen to prophecy teachers,
当你听到一些这个就是讲预言的圣经教师的时候,
you get a very frightening picture of the future.
你就对未来就是一个很吓人的，反正很一个图片，一个图像。
You should not.
你不应该这样的。
If you are a believer, you should get a very hopeful picture of the future.
如果你是相信神的，相信主耶稣的，你应该是得到一个非常充满盼望的一个图像，图片。
And so today we'll be looking at what happens when Jesus returns.
所以今天我们来看，当耶稣再来的时候会发生什么。
In Acts, when Jesus ascended, the angels told them that Jesus would return the same way we saw him go away.
在使徒行传，我们看到主耶稣升天的时候，天使告诉门徒说，他怎么样往上去，他还要怎样来。
And so today we're looking at what will happen at that time.
所以我们就来看到那个他再来的时候会发生什么。
And the first thing I want you to see is that he will return to judge.
第一个我要大家看的是，他来是为了要审判。
Acts 17.
第使徒行传十七章
Paul is preaching in Athens.
保罗在雅典传道
And he tells them that Jesus, he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness.
因为说他已经定了日子，要记得他所设立的人按公义审判天下。
God will judge the world by a man whom he has appointed, and that is pointing to Jesus.
神借着他所设立的人要按公义审判天下，神所设立的就是耶稣基督。
I considered putting the words of this song, or no, I considered putting this song and playing it for you.
我本来是想把这个流行的歌曲给大家放一下的。
But I decided it really wasn't appropriate to play a Beatles song in Sunday school.
但是我觉得去放这个披头士的歌在主日学上不太合适。
This is one of my least favorite songs of all time.
这是我所有时间内最不喜欢的一首歌。
It's a pretty tune.
它的这个曲调是挺优美的。
And I have met many Christians who like it.
我也碰到有的基督徒很喜欢它，很多基督徒喜欢它。
I think it's a terrible song.
我觉得这是一首很糟糕、很可怕的诗。
Listen to these words.
你听一下这个词歌词。
This is John Lennon writing in the early 70s.
这是在70年代初期约翰列侬的一首歌。
And he says, "Imagine there's no heaven."
说想象世上没有天堂。
It's easy if you try.
你只要你试试看，这很容易。
No hell below us.
在我们下边没有地狱。
Above us, only sky.
在我们上面只有天空。
Imagine all the people living for today.
想象所有的人都为今天而活。
Imagine.
你想象。
Lenin considered that to be a utopia, a perfect world.
那个列侬想象这个约翰列侬觉得这个是一个完美的世界，是个乌托邦的世界。
A world in which there's no heaven and there's no hell.
这个世界没有天堂也没有地狱。
Everyone lives for today.
每个人都为今天而活。
Many people say, oh, isn't that a beautiful thought?
哦，好多人说这个是个多么美好的这个思想啊，观念呢。
Do what John Lennon said and imagine it for a moment.
然后呢，你就像这个约翰列侬所说的，你想象一下。
It's a world in which a child molester who gets by will never face judgment.
然后这是一个虐待儿童的，就是欺侮儿童的这样的人，他不用受到任何的惩罚，他就这样就逃过去了。
It's a world in which the head of a Ponzi scheme dies in luxury in his bed while his senior citizen victims die in poverty and there is never any justice.
这就像庞氏骗局的这个头子他自己死的时候是活在一种死得很舒服在一个奢华的一个别墅里面但是被他骗的这些老人家呢却是一贫如洗的死去。
It is a world in which the victims of Hitler or Stalin will never be, see justice.
然后这就是像不管是希特勒还是斯大林的他们的受害者他们永远不会看到公义得到彰显。
John Lennon thought that would be a utopia.
然后约翰列侬觉得那个就是乌托邦。
I think it would be, and I mean this quite literally, a hell on earth.
对我来讲，我真的是，就是字面上，我的确觉得这是一个活生生的，在地球上，就是地狱在人间。
I would not want to live in John Lennon's world.
我不想活在约翰列侬的世界，所描述的这个世界。
Because justice, I'm sorry, love demands justice.
因为爱就要求这公义。
We know this.
我们其实是知道这个的。
Even an unbeliever who says, Imagine is my favorite song.
就算一个那个不信主的人，他说，想象是我，这首歌是我最喜欢的歌。
I don't want to worry about heaven or hell. I want to live for today.
我不想去担心天堂或者地狱，我只想为今天而活在今天。
But you talk to that person long enough.
如果你跟这个人多讲一会儿话，多聊一会儿。
And they find out you are a Christian.
他们如果发现你是基督徒，知道你是基督徒。
And they will say, why is there so much injustice in the world?
他们就会问你说，为什么这个世界上有这么多不公正呢？
If there is a God like you describe, why doesn't he bring justice?
如果有这样一位你所描述的神，他为什么不带来公义呢？
And for the Christian,
对于基督徒来讲，
part of the answer,
这个答案的一部分在于，
is the Apostles' Creed.
就是使徒信经。
There is a day when he will come to judge the living and the dead.
有一天他会，神已经定了日子，他会来审判活人死人。
No one will escape justice.
没有人可以逃脱这种公义的审判。
And that brings an incredible hope.
那个带来真的是难以置信的盼望。
Because there is never complete justice in this world.
因为在这个世界上永远没有完全的公正。
If you live near Hope Sound, you may have heard about a terrible car accident.
Oh, yeah. 如果你在我们附近住的话，你会可能听到一个很可怕的，前几天发生了一个很可怕的车祸。
A young mother with, I think she has 4 elementary children.
一个年轻的妈妈，她大概有四个小孩，年轻的小孩都还在小学。
Last I heard, more than 15 bones broken in her body.
上次我听到的这个报告就是说，大概她有15处有骨折。
She is in terrible pain last night again, just screaming in pain.
昨天晚上就特别的痛，昨天晚上都痛得直叫。
The other car, a young man, I think 21 years old, and he is paralyzed from the waist down.
然后那个另外这个车呢，这个年轻人呢21岁，他大概是从腰以下就瘫痪了。
The person who caused the accident drove away, did not even stop.
哇，就是引起来这个车祸的人呢就开车逃走了，甚至都停都没停这里。
And last night I was thinking about that and reading a message from her husband.
然后昨天晚上我在想这个，就是在看他先生给我送来的信息。
And they are trying to find that person, of course.
当然这个警察想要去找到这个，抓到这个引起车祸的这个人。
But even if they find them, there can never be in this world a complete justice.
即使他们找到了这个人，就在这个世界也不可能有完全的公义。
That man at 21 years old may live the rest of his life in a wheelchair.
那个21岁在这个车祸中，这个21岁的年轻人，他可能余生都要坐轮椅了。
These 4 children will never forget the horror of hearing about their mother's accident and nearly dying.
然后这四个小孩子永远也不会忘记听到他们妈妈出车祸的那种惊吓，然后这个看到他的痛苦。
We live in a world that never has complete justice.
我们所生活的世界从来没有这个完全的公义。
And the promise that Jesus will return to judge is a promise of hope. He will bring righteous judgment.
然后耶稣会再来审判，这个是一个带来盼望的信息，因为他会再来审判，按公义来审判。
In Matthew, he describes the judgment when the goats, the wicked, are separated from the sheep, the righteous.
马太福音记载了耶稣讲到这个审判的时候，把公羊跟绵羊分开。
And what I want you to see is a righteous God will judge everyone with justice.
然后我想要说的一位公义的神，他是会按照公正来审判每个人。
The wrongdoers will know they deserve the punishment they receive.
这个做坏事做错事的人，他们会知道他们所得到的这个惩罚，这个审判是他们当得的。
And the Christian will know we deserve punishment, but Jesus has taken it on himself.
基督徒也知道本来是我们当得这样的审判，这样的后果，但是耶稣把这个后果替我们承担了。
Both righteous and wicked will see perfect justice.
不管是就是这个公义的人还是这个邪恶的人，他们都会看到这个绝对的完美的这个公义公正。
The doctrine of the judgment should bring terror to anyone who rebels against God.
这个审判的这个教义应该是对那些任何就是悖逆神的人，对他们带来惊恐。
But it should bring comfort and hope to God's children.
但是应该是对神的孩子带来这个盼望和安慰。
Because we will be judged by a God who loves us.
因为我们是要被一位爱我们的神来说审判。
We will not be judged by an arbitrary God.
而不是一个就是随便这个任意裁定的神来审判。
We will not be judged by an unknown standard.
我们不是被一个就是我们也不知道是什么样的标准来审判。
But we will be judged on the basis of our response to Christ's invitation.
我们是按照我们就是我们对神所给我们的邀请的我们的反应来被审判。
I do not believe in spending a lot of time attacking other religions.
我不相信我们花这个时间去就是来攻击别的宗教。
I am much more interested in talking about what is right with the gospel than what is wrong with other beliefs.
我更觉得是我们就是我自己的相信的是我们要花更多就是集中在到底这个福音它对的是什么，而不是去指出来别的宗教的错。
But last week, on Tuesday nights, I am leading a Zoom Bible study for new missionaries.
然后呢，上个星期二的晚上呢，我在教一个就是准备预备这个新的宣教士的一个圣经学习。
And one of the members of our group is going to be a missionary to Muslims.
有一个其中参加的一个学生呢，他要去做对穆斯林的宣教。
He's finishing a master's degree in Islamic studies.
他刚刚完成了他对伊斯兰这个文化的这个研究的硕士学位，刚刚拿到硕士学位。
So last week I was visiting with him and we were talking about the difference between the Christian view of the judgment and the Islamic view.
所以上个星期我们就见面了，我们在谈就是说对这个审判的这个基督信仰是怎么看审判的，伊斯兰教是怎么看的。
And I said to him what I just said to you, that Christians can look to the judgment with peace and confidence.
然后我就像我刚刚对大家讲了，我告诉他基督徒可以看到这个审判的这个教义带着这个平安和这个安慰。
And I asked him, is that true for Muslims?
我就问他那穆斯林他们的教导里边也是这样的吗？
And he said, no, not at all.
他说完全不是。
Because in Islam, Allah is a very arbitrary God.
因为呢，在这个伊斯兰教里边，这个阿拉呢，他是一个很随意的，就是随意仲裁的一位神。
He said, according to Islam, you could follow every commandment in the Quran.
然后呢，说根据他们的可兰经，你可以就是严格的跟随这个可兰经上所描述的各种规则。
You could carefully do every fast and every requirement.
你就是小心谨慎的跟随所有的禁食，所有的规则。
And when you die, an arbitrary Allah could say, "No, I've decided to send you to hell."
然后呢，当你死了之后呢，这个一个随意的、任意裁断的这个阿拉可以说不行，你得去地狱。
And so he said, "No Muslim ever feels confident. I am ready for the judgment."
所以呢，没有穆斯林可以觉得说他很确信说，哦，我已经准备好要面对审判了。
I heard that and I thought, how sad.
我就想说，哎呀，这个听了去的时候真的是很令人难过。
And how wonderful to have a God who says, if you believe in me, you can face the judgment with confidence.
那我们能够有这样一位神，他说如果你相信我，你就可以面对就是坦然的面对审判，这个是多么的令人安慰。
We don't have to live in fear.
我们不需要活在恐惧当中。
The judgment is not a threat to those who give their life to Christ.
对于把他们生命交给耶稣的人，这个审判呢不是一个威吓。
We can live in confidence.
而且我们有可以可以坦然的面对。
The next thing I want you to see is it says he will come to judge.
然后这里讲到说他会再来审判。
And then in the Nicene Creed, the creed that was written about 200 years after this.
然后在尼西亚信经，就是在使徒信经200年之后写的那个信经。
They added two words.
他们就加了两个字。
He will come again with glory.
他说他会再来，他说他会荣耀的再来。
Listen to Paul, how Paul described it.
我们请听一下保罗是如何描述的。
Philippians 2.
You mean which book? Which book?
Philippians.
Okay, 腓立比书第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
第二章第十节。
At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, under the earth.
叫一切在地上的、天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
At Christmas, there was little glory.
在圣诞节的时候几乎是没有荣耀。
I always laugh a bit at the singing tree.
然后呢我每次当我们看到这个圣诞百人合唱树的时候都有点笑。
Many of you have come to it, you have seen it.
我们很多人都参加过这个圣诞百人合唱的这个圣诞树。
It is beautiful and I enjoy it.
非常的美我也很享受。
But I always laugh a bit.
但是我总是觉得有点有会笑
，because it is so much more beautiful and dramatic than the actual Bethlehem.
因为呢，现在真的是比较好像很有戏剧性，也很美。但是真正的发生比在那个当时的现场要美得多。
We have beautiful angels singing.
我们有这个很美的天使在歌唱
，and there were angels singing there.
在当时的时候是有天使歌唱。
But the only people who heard them were the shepherds.
但是唯一听到这个天使唱歌的只有牧羊人。
No one else saw it.
没有别人看到。
We have the magi come in those beautiful robes and you know, all of the servants.
然后我们有这个最后这个圣诞树的结束的时候呢就是有这个三个博士穿着这个很华丽的衣服有长长的袍子还有他们的仆人跟着。
And yes, they had the magi there.
是当时是有这个博士。
But they had been riding across a desert on camels for weeks.
但是他们是骑着骆驼在这个荒漠走了好几个星期。
I promise you, they didn't wear those kind of robes. They would have been dirty and smelly.
我向你保证，他们肯定没有穿这么漂亮的这个长袍。如果穿的话，也肯定是变得很脏，又脏又臭。
And they had to go home secretly.
然后呢，他们要必须要悄悄的回家。
Yes, Jesus performed miracles.
耶稣的确是行了神迹。
But most people did not believe him.
但是大多数人都还是不信他。
There was very little glory in his first coming.
耶稣第一次再来的时候没有只有很几乎是很少的荣耀。
But the creed says he will come again with glory.
但是呢这个信经上却说他会在荣耀中再来。
Philippians says every knee.
腓立比书说天上地下所有的人无不屈膝。
Christians,
不管是基督徒
Jew, Hindu, Muslim, even atheists,
犹太人、印度教徒甚至无神论者
willingly or unwillingly,
不管是心甘情愿的还是不愿意、不心甘情愿的
they will bow and confess, yes, he is Lord.
他们都会屈膝，然后承认说耶稣是主。
The emperor at the time that Jesus was born was Caesar Augustus.
在耶稣基督出生的时候，那时候的罗马皇帝是凯撒亚里斯都。
And in Rome, there is a statue that was made a little before Jesus' birth.
在主耶稣出生之前一点点时候呢，在罗马呢就有一座雕像。
And it shows this strong and powerful ruler.
然后呢，这个雕像就是这个很好像很有大权的这样一个皇帝的雕像。
He will rule for 4 decades.
他做皇帝40年。
The Senate will give him the title Emperor Caesar, the Exalted One, the Son of the Gods.
然后呢，这个参议员就给了他一个头衔，就是说这个是罗马的皇帝，是众神之子。
There is a plaque, an inscription they found in Turkey.
然后呢，他们也发现，在土耳其发现了，就是像一个那个匾额似的匾牌。
It was made about 5 years before Jesus was born.
这个匾牌应该是主耶稣出生之前5年做的。
And it says that the gods have sent Augustus to us.
然后他说，众神真的是差遣奥古斯都来到我们中间。
As our Savior?
成为我们的救主
to bring peace to the world,
是给世界带来和平。
And listen to this, I love this. It says, the birthday of Augustus.
他这个我特别喜欢这儿，你们听，他说这个奥古斯都的生日
is the beginning of the gospel of a new world.
他是一个新世界的。纪元的一个开始
And we will begin a new calendar from his birth.
我们要从他的生日开始一个新的那个日历。
They wrote this in 9 BC.
他们这个是在公元前9年写的。
And every time I read it, I think, well, they got it almost right.
我就每次我读的时候说他们几乎对了。
During his life, yes, God sent a savior who would someday bring peace to the world.
是的，在他的统治期间呢，神的确，神差遣了他的儿子，有一天要统治这个世界。
But it was not Augustus in Rome.
不是在罗马的奥古斯都。
It was a baby born to peasants.
而是一个农民啊。从农民出生的一个婴孩
poor people
是一个很贫穷的家庭
living in a little province that is under the control of Rome
活在一个被罗马所控制的一个小的一个省份
And they almost even got the calendar right.
他们的这个就是这个这个历法呀基本上都是对的就是这个年日历。
They said that the birth of Caesar Augustus would be the beginning of a new calendar.
然后他们就说这个凯撒出生的这个日期应该是一个新的日历的新纪元的开始。
They were almost right.
他们差不多对了差点对了。
But instead of the new calendar starting with the birth of Caesar Augustus,
这个历法呢，这个日历呢，不是开始于这个凯撒奥古斯都的生日。
It started with the birth of that little baby.
而是死于这个出生的小婴孩。
Augustus Caesar never heard of this baby.
然后奥古斯都从来没有听过这个婴孩的名字。
And if he had heard of it, it wouldn't have mattered to him.
就算他听到了，对他来讲也根本不会在意。
But 2,000 years later, Caesar is dead.
然后过了两千年，凯撒已经早就死了。
All we have is this statue.
我们所有有关他的就是这么一座雕像。
The Roman Empire is gone.
然后罗马帝国也不复存在。
But that baby sits at the right hand of the Father.
但是那个婴孩却坐在父的上帝的右边。
And from there he will come with glory to judge the living and the dead.
从那里他会再来，在荣耀中再来审判活人死人。
And then I want you to see the third thing, he will come to judge.
然后第三点我想大家来看的是他来是为了审判。
He will come in glory.
他会在荣耀中再现。
And then he will return for a wedding.
他来是为了一场婚礼。
I have talked to you before about the tradition of the Jewish weddings, Matthew 25.
我在以前讲过马太福音第25章讲过这个犹太人婚礼的这个传统。
The groom would go away and prepare the place.
然后呢这个新郎就会离开去预备一个地方。
While he was gone, the bride was back getting ready.
然后呢，在他离开的时候，这个新娘就回去预备好。
And when everything is prepared, the groom comes in a processional and takes the bride back to the new home.
然后呢，当一切都准备好了，这个新郎呢就会带着一席人过来，然后把这个新娘接走，接到新的住处。
They have a grand feast for a week.
他们有一个一星期之久的这样一个大的婚宴。
It's a great celebration.
那是一个非常棒的一个庆祝。
And all through scripture we are told that we are heading for a great wedding feast.
然后呢在这整个这个圣经都在告诉我们我们是要去去参加一个巨大的一个婚宴。
Let me go back to the Old Testament.
让我们先回到旧约。
Isaiah 25.
在以赛亚书第二十五章。
The prophet says, on this mountain, verse 6, on this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine.
然后说在这山上万军之耶和华必为万民用肥甘设摆筵席用陈酒和满水的肥甘并澄清的陈酒设摆筵席。
Verse 8, he will swallow up death forever.
他已经吞灭死亡直到永远。
And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces.
主耶和华必擦去个人脸上的眼泪。
You come to the New Testament, to Revelation.
我们到新约的启示录。
Chapter 19 tells us.
第十九章。
There will be a wedding feast.
会有一场婚宴。
Verse 7, the marriage of the Lamb has come. The bride has made herself ready.
因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇自己也预备好了。
Revelation 21, verse 4.
21章第四节
quotes again from Isaiah, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
这也是从以赛亚引述的，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
All of this is looking at the future we have.
这都是在看我们所要有的未来。
once in a while, not very often, but sometimes I will go on YouTube to look and see what people are teaching.
然后呢，不是经常，偶尔呢，我会到油管上去看看人们这个教导。
I think if you watch 100 YouTube videos about Revelation,
如果你去看100个关于启示录的这种讲道教导，
99 of them will be about how terrible things are going to be.
然后大概99个都会讲说这个启示录的时期，这个是会有多么可怕。
And when I see that, it makes me very sad.
当我这样看到的时候，让我很难过。
Because I imagine a bride.
因为我想象就是一个新娘。
Waiting for the wedding.
她在等着这个婚礼。
In fear.
但是她却带着恐惧在等待这个婚礼。
Watching videos about how terrible it will be to be in the wedding.
然后呢，就是去看，好像看这个一个录像在讲说这个婚礼的这个是多么可怕，新娘是多害怕。
How horrible it will be to celebrate.
这个去庆祝这个婚礼该有多么的可怕。
No.
不是这样的。
Jesus' return is a glorious promise for the believer.
耶稣的再来是对相信他的人一个荣耀的一个应许。
It is a wedding.
这是一场婚礼。
It is a celebration.
这是庆祝。
And we should read Revelation with joy and excitement.
我们应该是带着这个喜乐和这个兴奋来读启示录。
It should be the most wonderful book for us.
应该是对我们来讲最棒的一本书。
Now,
现在
while we are waiting,
当我们在等待的时候
，because we're not there yet，
因为我们还没到。
You see, when you have a wedding, you need to prepare.
当你要参加婚宴的时候，参加婚礼的时候，你是要准备的。
It's been a few years now since my daughter got married.
我女儿结婚已经几年了。
But I still remember.
我还记着。
Months of getting ready.
要花好几个月的时间准备。
I said, Stacy, let me just give you $10,000 and you all go get married somewhere and use that money on a house.
然后呢，我就给我女儿说，我就给你10,000块钱，你们去什么地方，去那个，去，就是去结婚吧。然后呢，去把那个，把你现在这个钱用在你们的那个未来的房子上。
No!
她说不要。
Everything had to be perfect.
准备的每样细节都得完美无缺。
A dress, she fit it over and over and over to get it just right.
然后呢，她的这个就是这个新娘穿的这个礼服呢，她就一直在那试啊试啊，要确定真的是完全的合适。
Special invitation, special cakes for the reception.
然后呢，是特别的这个邀请卡呀，还有在这个最后这个结束后的这个婚宴的这个小蛋糕啊，都要做的特别的精致，
Now,
特别的。
I made fun of Stacy sometimes during those times.
在那个时间，有时候我就开我女儿的玩笑。
But the truth is, I was happy that she was so careful.
然后呢，真相其实就是说，我很高兴她这么小心，这么仔细。
Because imagine a bride who said to her groom,
然后你想象一下，如果一个新娘这样对新郎说，
I don't want to waste a lot of time getting ready for a wedding.
我不想浪费这么多时间去为这个婚礼准备。
I think I have an old dress in the closet somewhere.
我想在我的这个衣柜里边大概有一件旧的衣服。
I don't think a wedding is worth getting fixed up for.
我不觉得一个婚礼值得说花这么多时间在那儿准备。
The groom might decide that she wasn't very excited about getting married to him.
然后呢，这个新郎可能会觉得说，这个新娘觉得要嫁给他，并不是一件很令人兴奋的事儿。
We are getting ready for a wedding.
我们要为一场婚礼准备好。
So what do we do while we wait?
所以在我们等候的时候，我们做什么呢？
I put these out of order, and that's my fault, not Sister Lays.
我把这个搞错了，这个顺序，这个幻灯片的顺序。
But the first thing I want to say is, while we wait, we must remain faithful.
所以呢，我们第一个呢，就是在我们等待的时候呢，我们要保持忠心。
Matthew 25.
马太福音25章。
Tells about 10 virgins waiting for a wedding.
他们在讲的这个故事就是十个童女在等着这个婚宴。
5 were ready and 5 were not.
五个是准备好的，五个没有。
It is a warning. Make sure you remain faithful.
所以呢，这是一个警告，就是说要确定你一直是你忠心，你保持忠心。
All through the New Testament, Paul, John say, be faithful because Jesus is returning.
然后呢，整个新约，不管是保罗还是约翰，都在说你们要忠心，因为耶稣会再来。
Paul says, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
保罗说，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Be faithful. Because he is returning.
你因为他要再来，要忠心。
And then I would say, while we wait, we will live in hope.
然后呢，在我们等候的时候，我们活在盼望中。
Someone counted and said there are 300 references to Jesus' return in the New Testament.
有个人做过统计，他说在新约里边大概有300处讲到耶稣的再来。
If that is right, that means 1 out of every 13 verses talks about the return of Christ.
如果那个是统计是正确的话，那就说明，每13节经文中间就有一句是讲到耶稣的再来。
Why so many?
为什么有这么多的讲到耶稣再来呢？
I think it was to give them hope.
我觉得是要给他们盼望。
Give you one example.
我给大家一个例子。
Thessalonica, Paul goes to Thessalonica and preaches.
然后在帖撒罗尼迦这个城，保罗去到那里讲传道。
Some people are converted and begin a church.
然后在那个地方有些人信主了，他们就开始了一个教会。
And after just a few weeks, Paul and Silas are driven out of the city by a mob.
然后只过了几个星期，保罗跟希拉就被一群暴徒给从城市赶走了。
You have new believers who only heard the gospel a few weeks ago.
然后你就有一群刚刚信主的人，他们只在几个星期以前听到过福音。
And now they're being persecuted.
现在他们被逼迫。
And later, some of their members die.
然后又过了没多久，他们其中有些人就去世了。
And the Christians think, what about those people?
然后呢，基督在想，那这些死了的人怎么样呢？
What will happen to them?
他们对他们会发生什么呢？
And so Paul writes back to encourage them.
然后保罗就写信给他们，鼓励他们。
The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command.
因为他说，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音。
And when he does, the dead in Christ will rise first.
所以当他这样做了，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
Then we who are alive and who are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds.
以后我们这活着的还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里。
We will always be with the Lord.
我们就要永远和主永远同在。
Therefore, because of this, encourage one another with these words.
所以呢，你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
The message of the second coming should bring hope, not fear.
所以呢，耶稣第二次再来的信息应该是给我们带来盼望，而不是恐惧。
We will be forever with the Lord.
我们要和主永远同在。
While we wait, we should be faithful.
然后在我们等候的时候，我们应该忠心。
While we wait, we should live in hope.
我们在等候的时候，我们要活在盼望中。
And then while we wait, we should invite others to the feast.
然后在我们等候的时候，我们要邀请其他人参加婚宴。
Imagine that someone in your family is having a great wedding feast.
想象一下，你的家庭中有一个人要有一个巨大的婚宴，有个很盛大的婚宴。
You are a close relative.
你是一个家里很亲近的亲戚。
You visit with them at Lunar New Year.
然后呢，你到那个过春节的时候都会去看他们。
You give gifts to one another at Christmas.
你们彼此在圣诞节交换礼物。
You are always together to celebrate.
你们总是在一起呢，就是去庆祝各种各样的日子。
And you know they are preparing for this great wedding feast.
你知道他们在为一个盛大的这个婚宴做这个婚礼做准预备。
They have plenty of food.
他们有很多的食物。
People are invited from everywhere.
他们从各处邀请人来参加婚宴。
And you keep waiting for an invitation.
然后你在一直等着邀请函。
You see them, but they never say a word.
你见到他们，他们从来没有提这件事儿。
They never mention it.
他们也从来不提。
Would you start to feel, I'm not invited to the feast?
你是不是开始感觉到他们，我没被这个邀请去参加这个婚礼？
I don't think they care if I come.
我想他们可能就不在意我是不是会来。
It seems to me,
对我来讲，好像是
that many of us have neighbors and friends and relatives.
我们很多人有邻居，有朋友，有亲戚。
We celebrate Christmas with them.
我们跟他们一起庆祝圣诞节，一起过圣诞节。
We celebrate the Lunar New Year with them.
我们也一起跟他们庆祝春节。
We invite them for hot dogs and hamburgers at July the 4th.
然后到美国独立日的时候，我们也请他一起来吃热狗啊，吃汉堡包。
But we never have invited them to the most important feast of all time.
但是我们却从来没有邀请他们参加这个从古至今人类历史上最重要的一场婚礼婚宴。
When Jesus in Matthew 24 and 25 was talking about the last times.
当主耶稣在马太福音第24、25章讲到末后的日子的时候，
The disciples asked this question.
门徒就问这样的一个问题。
When is this going to happen?
说这事什么时候会有呢？
And Jesus did something that must have frustrated them greatly.
耶稣的回答大概让他们很灰心。
The question they asked, he never answered.
耶稣问的问题，他们问的问题，耶稣从来没有回答，没有真正回答。
When is this going to happen? He doesn't tell them.
他们说什么时候发生啊？耶稣就没告诉他们。
But he gives them careful instruction about what they must do while they are waiting.
但是耶稣就对他们说，在他们等待的时候，给了他们很仔细的他们应该怎么做的一个指令。
They must be faithful in persecution.
第一个，他们要在这个逼迫之下要忠心。
They must not let their love grow cold.
不要让他们的爱心冷淡。
They must endure to the end.
他们要忍耐到底。
And Matthew 24:14, they must proclaim the gospel through the whole world.
他们要在24章14节说，要把这个福音对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
In my office, I have a painting.
然后呢，在我的办公室有一幅画。
I love it very much. It is a picture of Revelation, the wedding feast.
然后呢，它是这个启示录这个婚宴的一幅图画。
And the artist painted people from every continent at the wedding feast.
然后呢，这个画家呢就画了从各个大洲来的，就是各个陆地、各个州来的这个人物。
Jesus said the gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed to all nations.
耶稣说这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证。
And then the end will come.
然后末期才来到。
Let me finish with this.
让我结束的时候这样讲。
In the first century, if we could go back to the first century,
我们回到公元第一世纪。
And ask people to give us a picture of history.
问那个时候他们对历史的了解。
We would get two very different answers.
我们会得到两个非常不同的答案。
Greek philosophers would say history is a circle.
然后呢，这个希腊的哲学家会说呢，历史就像一个循环似的。
A never-ending circle of the same thing over and over.
从来无穷无尽，就是这样一个循环，一直在不停的绕。
But Christians said history is a line.
但是基督徒说历史是一条线。
It is headed towards a goal that God has set.
然后他是会最后去指向一个目标，就是神所设定的，神所说的。
On that line was the coming of Messiah.
在那个线上，其中有就是有耶稣的再来。
The death and resurrection of Jesus.
然后有耶稣的降临，耶稣的受死和复活。
And then that line leads to Revelation 21 and 22.
然后呢，这个线呢，最后就指向了到了这个启示录21-22章。
Behold, I am making all things new.
就是说，看哪，我使一切都更新了。
The dwelling place of God is with man.
神的帐幕在人间。
Back in the 1920s or 30s.
在1920年代跟30年代的时候。
A poet by the name of T.S. Eliot wrote a poem.
就是艾利略他写了一首诗。
Called The Hollow Men.
他讲的是一个空心人。
And he said, how will the world end?
他说世界是如何会怎么样结束呢？
Not with a bang.
不是说有一个大爆炸这样子的。
But with a whimper.
而是 whimper.
Disappear.
而是就这么像雾这样子就消散了。
He thought the world would end in quiet despair.
他觉得这个世界会以一个静悄悄的这种绝望中结束。
But this morning, what I'm wanting you to see is he was wrong.
但是今天早上我要让大家看到的他错了。
The world will end with the great victory of a king.
然后这个世界的结束是以一位王的伟大的胜利来结束。
It all starts with a judgment.
所有的一切都始于审判。
And then a great, great wedding feast.
然后就是一个盛大的这样一个婚宴。
That's what the creed means. From thence he shall come with glory to judge the living and the dead.
然后就是说他从耶稣会从天上再来，在荣耀中再来审判活人死人。
That should make you incredibly joyful and hopeful today.
然后这应该让你非常的喜乐和充满盼望。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for the hope of your return.
亲爱的主，我们为了你再来的这个盼望感谢。
Help us to live in hope and anticipation.
帮助我们活在这个期待和盼望中。
Help us to be ready.
帮助我们准备好。
And help us to invite our neighbors, our relatives to be a part of your wedding feast.
帮助我们邀请我们的朋友、我们的亲戚，还有我们的邻舍来参加这个伟大盛大的婚宴。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.